The air is coming. Day one devotional. The Feast of the Tabernacles is also known as Sukkot, which means huts. It's celebrated on the 15th of Tishrei, September, according to the Hebrew calendar. Sukkot is one of the three solemn festivals of pilgrimage to Jerusalem, where all the Jews who were all over the world would travel there to celebrate. The huts were usually built using different types of leaves and fruit, like willow, myrtle, palm tree branches, and grapefruit, as it's the harvest feast where the first fruit were presented. This feast commemorates the 40 years of the people in the desert after their slavery in Egypt. To remember this period in which they were nomads and lived in fragile and temporary homes, it's customary to build huts called sukkahs, where it's usual to eat during the 7-day duration of the feast. The essence of this feast is to remind us that life is something temporary, fleeting, and that the objective of our existence is to reach the world to come together with God. Leviticus 23:42-43 reads, "You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Israel was rescued from Egypt, see Exodus, but we were freed from spiritual Egypt. God has given us freedom from the slavery of sin, illness, pain, the mentality of poverty, fear, pride, and spiritual blindness. He has freed us from the kingdom of shadows. Let's reflect. Can you think of the things that God has freed you from? Have you left Egypt or are you still there? If so, what do you need to do to leave? Take this time to be grateful and honor God with your praise. Verse to remember, John 7:37-38. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart."